NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas appears to have his sights set on cases involving gay marriage and birth control, now that Roe v. Wade is no more. Thomas was one of several conservative justices who voted to overturn the landmark ruling that led to legalized abortion in America. In his opinion, Thomas wrote, the High Court should reconsider other cases that fall under the court's previous due process precedents. At least three people are dead after an Amtrak passenger train collided with a car in Northern California. It happened in East Contra Costa County at a private crossing with no gates. In addition to the fatalities, officials now say five others were injured in the wreck. A Democratic candidate for the Rhode Island Senate was punched in the face at an abortion rights rally by her Republican opponent. Jennifer Rourke was one of the speakers at the rally in front of the State House in Providence Friday night. Video shows a fight breaking out when a man live streaming the event was asked to leave. During the fight, the video appears to show Republican candidate Gene Lugo punching Rourke in the face. Lugo is a police officer who was off duty at the time. Providence police say Lugo has been placed on administrative leave. Lugo has tweeted that he is stepping down from the Senate race. Huge crowds turned out for New York City's annual Pride Parade Sunday. The march kicked off at noon, featuring Planned Parenthood, as organizers incorporated support for abortion rights into this year's celebration. Thousands lined the parade route downtown, which wrapped around the Stonewall Inn, before finishing up along 6th Avenue. You're listening to NBC News Radio.